Dan Backer is the founder and namesake of DB Capital Strategies, a political law firm. As someone who has dealt with litigation on the highest levels that you can have litigation, I'd love to get your thoughts on the recent passing, it happened just this weekend, of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia.
Well, I think this is a real tragedy, obviously for his family and his loved one, and also for Americans, and certainly conservative Americans. Here is a justice who understood the role that he was supposed to play within our constitutional framework. He was not an activist judge. He was not a let's make the law conform to the situation judge. He believed in the strict constitutional interpretation of our laws, and he wrote that way. Now, he was probably also one of the best writers on the bench. So the last few months ago, we were joking around about things being jiggery-pokery, which was a new term that he created, mocking other judges in their attempts to find ways to bend the law to suit the situation or bend the Constitution to suit a situation. But I think Justice Scalia was a true originalist. The Constitution says what the Constitution says and not anything else. And you have to be faithful to that Constitution because everything flows from that within our system. If we don't respect that foundation, that basis, really, you know, what is the point of law? I mean, everything is fungible. Everything is convenient to the day. It's a bad model. That's a model that promotes tyranny and denies individual liberty. So I think it's a really tremendous loss for everybody. And I think his unique writing style and his strong beliefs will certainly be missed.
As an attorney, as someone who's crafted arguments that are going up before judges and justices, does someone like that make your job more difficult because you kind of know what his interpretation of the source material is because there's not a whole lot of wiggle room? Obviously, that's great for people who like to have a rule of law and like to know that the law is consistent. But for someone whose job is to argue and try to put finer points on it, does that make you put you a little bit on edge?
Well, I think you cast it very well. A judge like Antonin Scalia is going to rule the way he's going to rule 100% of the time. You understand his interpretation of the law because it's exactly what the law says it is. And the only question for you as an attorney is, can you make your argument fit within the framework that he clearly holds? Other judges, you can play to their emotions, play to their senses of good and bad and right and wrong, and you know their interpretive strength. There, you don't have that with an originalist. You know, for him, the Constitution is what it says it is. The law is what it says it is. It is not open for interpretation. And I certainly think that's the right way to approach it. And I've always said that, you know, the law is what the law says it is, not what you want it to say it is. And I think that's something that Scalia has really imbued in a generation of jurists. So as a practitioner, you know, you like that when it's on your side, but you kind of struggle with it when you're trying to be creative. Certainly when we were bringing the McCutcheon case, there was a very strong feeling that, you know, our audience was an Antonin Scalia because we knew that he's somebody who would look at our case and agree with our position, that it was unconstitutional, the law as it was written was unconstitutional. And I think that really helps as a jurist, as a litigant, as an advocate, to target the audience that you want to target. On the flip side, we were looking at bringing a really interesting case, and it's fascinating, it's exciting, it's sexy. There's about $1 billion in play here. It was the coolest thing in sliced bread. And the problem was we couldn't find a way to bring the case because Antonin Scalia was against us. We were going to argue for a libertarian-oriented position, and we were not going to have him on our side because of his very clearly stated and very strictly drawn positions. And so I think when you're faced with that sort of situation, it's kind of frustrating. But, you know, he didn't approach it as a conservative or liberal. He was a originalist. He looked at he did his job. It was to enforce the Constitution and make sure the law adhered to it.
Certainly a nice, even hand that's going to be missed that we don't really see anymore in national politics.